Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul.
And Jeannie.
And Jeannie, once again, we are not alone, are we?
No.
So who's here with us?
We've been invaded. Two very special people at our dining room table, Aileen and Abby.
Yep. Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. Abby, you got to give your testimony last time.
Yes.
What was that like? Did you enjoy that? Or
I did enjoy it. Okay, so I'm kind of a jokester. I was sweating a little bit. My hands are sweaty.
No, it was really sweet.
Thank you guys for having us.
Our blessing. And it's such an encouragement for me to hear your testimony. So thank you for sharing that. And Aileen is here, your handsome husband.
Yep.
And Aileen, how is it for you listening to your wife?
Well, when I heard her testimony, it made me cry. And I thought about that and seeing the joy in her life, really, and seeing what Christ has done in her life has just been really sweet. And to hear her talk about it, too, it was wonderful.
So why don't we hear a little bit about your testimony then?
Okay, I'll try to shorten it up. But I guess I started when a friend of mine was witnessing to me at my work, and he was telling me about a Monday night study that we're having at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa with Greg Laurie. And his name's Brian. I haven't ran into him ever since, but hopefully I'll either run into him here on earth or see him in heaven.
Okay, let's give a shout out to Brian. Brian, way to go, bro. Getting Aileen to go to church.
Yes, thank you.
And what was the place you worked at?
I worked at Fedco Costa Mesa.
All right. Brian from Fedco Costa Mesa, here's a shout out to you. God bless you, brother. All right, Aileen, sorry.
No, that's okay. During that time, I was really involved in gangs and alcohol and drugs and doing a lot of crazy stuff, even while I was holding a job. But nonetheless, I didn't have Jesus in my life, and he would always witness to me in that way. And finally, Abby and I went to Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa on a Monday night. My mom actually had a little bit of influence on me. She said, take your sister to church too, you know?
Well, we know that your mom's quite the prayer warrior.
Yeah. So she's always been praying for me and talked to me about God. So I knew about God, but I didn't know him personally. And going to that study, they would asked if anybody needed prayer, and Abby at one point went forward and got prayer, so I went forward with her just to be sort of a bodyguard for her, not for any reason of giving my life to Christ. It wasn't until I went through some pretty hard things in my life that, one was that I broke my neck. I dove into a pool on one of those nights where I was partying with my friends, and I was pretty close to death, and I got pulled out of that pool and saved from drowning, but I was paralyzed from my neck down. And I thought that's the way I was gonna be for the rest of my life because that's what the doctor said it would. But my mom and my aunt were praying for me, and thankfully the Lord lifted me out of that hospital bed.
Amen.
Yeah, but you would think, okay, this guy's gonna give his life to Christ and that's it,
right.
He's a done deal. Well, I went back after I began to walk right back into the same things I was up to before with my friends, hanging around them, and then I got into some pretty big trouble. Ended up in jail, and then in jail I thought, this is the way I'm going to be spending the rest of my life, in and out of jail. And but at that point, I realized that my girlfriend at the time was pregnant, and I had to make a decision in my life what I was going to do. And coming back home, we had a neighbor that would always also preach to us.
Larry.
The gospel.
Didn't he twist your arm to get you to come to church?
Yeah, he would.
I'll fix your car if you'll go to church.
Yeah.
That's the story I heard.
It was a lot that he would always come over, and invited us to this church of his. And I said, okay, finally we gave in and we went. Yep. And that's where we met Calvary Chapel Life and Pastor Paul and Jeannie and Gene and all the folks that were there that greeted us and really met us right where we were at, just like the Lord did, and wrapped his arms around us and began to do a work in our lives. And he did a work in my life too. He started, taking things away from me that he didn't want in my life any longer. I likened it to somebody that needs to get brushed off with the dust that's on them, mm-hmm. And the Lord began to do that in my life little by little. And I remember even one time Abby was like, you know, we were at home and she was like, you know, I don't care if you go out with your friends, you better understand that we're going to go to church tonight. And I had been out with my friends. And
sweet little Abby?
Yes. Yeah.
Way to go, Abby.
I wasn't messing around. We're going.
Yeah. She put her foot down and I had been, you know, up to no good with my friends, mm-hmm. but she made me go to church anyways. And I said, I can't be around all those people. But when I went, again, I heard the love of God there and mm-hmm. the word of God, and it convicted me, and it kept on meeting me right where I was at. It wasn't until, you know, we were getting close to the Lord even more and more that God began to say, I want you to get this part of your life right, you know? Mm-hmm. And I asked my girlfriend to marry me. And then I asked my pastor, what should we do about, you know, us getting married? And Abby being so far along, he says, well, for you, the sooner the better. And
wasn't it that weekend or the next weekend?
Yeah, what are you doing next Sunday?
Like, yeah.
It was quick.
Boy, that was a quick wedding we put together, and it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Yeah. It was the whole church family coming together, and they set up the room where we met. I didn't even know them, you know? Mm-hmm. Yet they showed me God's love, and we got married at the church, and Pastor Paul officiated. And then from that point on, it was exactly 2 months from the day where we got married that Natalie was born, November 12th. And then, you know, from that point on, a year from that time, we got baptized, mm-hmm. you know? We followed the Lord's instructions into baptism. And we were having a backyard baptism. And it was at that point that I realized that I was completely sold out for Jesus. I needed to give my life to him.
Never going back to the old life.
No more. And I had even invited one of my hardcore friends to come and see what I was going to do, to be a witness to that. And he came, you know, and he witnessed that. And me going into that water that day, along with Abby, we both got baptized at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah.
It felt like when I went into that water, the old man was left behind. But when I was risen up out of that water, it was like I was alive. And I jumped. I don't know if you guys remember, Paul was in the water, Marty was in the water, and Pastor Mike and Brian Caparimo.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if it was just the strong men that they were or the little guy that I was, but I had some buoyancy, and I, boom, jumped up out of that water.
We didn't lift you up. We were trying to hold you down.
Oh, that's what was happening.
You're kind of like a cork that came out of the water.
Well, I realized from that point on, I wanted to follow Jesus, and I wanted to give my life to him because of his love for me. And I realized that. All along, he was, you know, in my life trying to get me to a point where I would acknowledge and give my life to him. But from that point on, I followed the Lord.
That's beautiful, Aileen. Really, really, I love it. And I feel blessed in my life that I got to witness a lot of that mm-hmm. in your life and you coming along. And not only that, but then actually becoming a pastor and teaching at church. So. That's a genuine blessing for so many people that now not only did people pray for you and lead you to put on your gospel shoes, but now you're doing that same thing, carrying the gospel to others. What are you thinking, Jeannie?
Well, I'm thinking that we're witnesses that this is a real life change. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know you before. I just heard your stories. I don't need to know you before. But
no,
but I do know you now. And I know your life is completely sold out to God. Do whatever you want with me. And you're sold out to loving your wife and your kids. So you're the real deal conversion, Aileen, and both of you.
Yeah.
And that's why I know I see tears every time you share your testimony, because you love God, because he's forgiven much and given you a new life.
Yeah. Amen. Let's pray. We're running out of time. Father, thank you so much for today and for loving us and drawing us together to hear these beautiful testimonies of this wonderful married couple, Aileen and Abby. And so, Father, I pray you keep on blessing them, keep on drawing them close to you, and keep using their lives to draw others close to you, Lord. You are good, Father, and all your ways are good, and you are faithful. We pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name, and everyone says,
Amen.
God bless you. See you soon.